My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
It's Valentine's Day in Ghana, kids, and will Davin get that promised video chat with his scammer Belinda? Listen and find out.
It's Valentine's Day in Ghana, kids.
Yay.
Valentine's Day in Ghana. Now, remember, Belinda gave me the gas face. I was supposed to talk to her on the 13th. Mm-hmm. Said, no, grandma's eyes are glazed over. Aww. And ever since I interrogated Mavis, she's been nowhere to be found. So I might have already lost.
Okay.
February 14th, Mavis Mills. Mm. She's back.
Oh.
Hey, how are you doing, Davin? Sorry, my work has occupied most of my time. I hope we talk soon. I go, hi, Mavis. No reason to apologize. What type of work do you do? I like
I
to hear
I can't believe I'm jealous.
You should be. Listen, I'm happy
this
to hear.
This is ridiculous.
Joe, do you understand what I just read? I read a scammer that has a job.
I know. I'm jealous.
That's like the biggest news I've ever read. What type of work do you do? And that was the end of February 14th.
Bullshitting you.
It's done.
Belinda, my sweetheart, my Valentine, February 14th. Hi, babe. This is me to her. Hi, babe. Just walked away from the computer for a bit, but left it on in case you message me. I will be back on around 3:30 p.m. your time. Remember, I'm supposed to chat with her 4 o'clock her time, Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I've walked away from the computer. I don't want it off so she doesn't think I'm not around.
Right, right.
I want it on, so, you know, I'm leaving a preemptive message because I want this to happen. It's Valentine's Day. I look very nice.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing a thong.
Was it rainbow?
It was.
Were you?
Yes, Joe, I was.
You never know.
Wearing one right now. Then I go, I'm back.
I need to know that.
Mm-hmm. You asked. She goes, hi, hun. He goes, couldn't leave Granny because there was nobody to take care of her. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Not going to happen on Valentine's Day.
Old gal ain't doing well, huh?
I got hot sauce and peppers in my future. I go, okay, so you're home now? She goes, yes, I am. I go, yes, when she gets a little better, then I'll be... I go, so no video chat today? She goes, yes, when she gets a little better, then I'll be able to leave her.
You better hope that tea-slurping old biddy gets on to mend.
I most certainly am.
Send some drops.
I go, so you think that will be today or next week? She goes, hopefully this week. I go, wish you would have told me that earlier today. You would not be able to make it. I was waiting around all day like a schoolgirl.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I'm sorry, didn't have enough airtime. I go, so how'd you get this airtime? She goes, still don't have enough airtime. There's only about 10 minutes.
Bye.
You've heard the script before, Joe?
No, heard the replays of it.
Yeah, Joe wasn't present for the live ones, apparently. Yeah. It's nice we could catch you up.
Yeah, right.
Bye.
So I go, okay, well, it is Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. She goes, oh, I go, okay, well, it is Valentine's Day. I don't feel like fighting with you. We need to video talk next Tuesday or Wednesday. That gives you enough time to nurse Granny back or at least plan for somebody to sit with her for a bit while you run out. She goes, it will happen earlier than that. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day. She's still playing like it's going to happen,
right.
Which is torture.
Yes. Because you have to get dressed up nice every day now.
Exactly. I have to get out of my thong. I have to
wow. And you know, you want to know something, man? Even if she is stringing him along, wouldn't you have the common courtesy to go, yeah, that would be cool, instead of going, it'll be sooner than that?
Yeah,
she's
I
getting
know.
My hope. I remember my hopes were genuinely up. I was excited to see if this person's real,
yes.
And I'm thinking about the show.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about making scammer history.
Yes.
Yeah.
She has no idea what this is doing to me.
You're
and
ruined.
Now I got to worry about stupid hot sauce and peppers. I go,
hot
happy
sauce and peppers on my
lot mind. A lot on the line here.
There certainly is. Yes. I go, happy Valentine's Day. I go, I don't want to plan for it earlier and then something comes up. Because my heart can't take it. I would rather be sure it is going to happen. Just take care of her. Next week we video chat or I guess we don't. She goes, well, that's understandable. I go, I'm trying to be patient with you. I want us to work. But if it's not to be, then it will be clear and you know it was a heck of a ride.
I have to interrupt. Now, you pushed it. You personally just kept it where to the next week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You told her. Why did you do that?
Just for the same reason that you said.
Right. Why did I do it? In truth... Because it was President's Day weekend, and I think the family was going to be around. The kid was
worked.
Home from school.
Right, because what he was, she was trying to, you know, but he wanted to make it more, you know, set it.
Set,
I would say, why can't we do it, like, move it forward and say, well, how about a Wednesday? But he left it at that date.
Yeah, no, I'm, yeah, but I'm saying.
Now,
well,
she's the one pushing.
Right.
Right.
But the thing is also, is like, Yeah, he's got a life. He can't be sitting there getting dressed up and pretty for his...
No, my family expects less out of me. Yeah. Why are you all dressed? Are you talking to that African hussy? That, yes. That quote-unquote fake girl again?
Can't wear a sport jacket all week. All right.
Exactly, Joe. You've seen what I wear to a gig?
Yes.
I had my best cowboy hat on.
Your best cowboy hat.
I go, I'm trying to be patient with you. I want us to work, but if it's not to be, then it will be clear, and you know it was a heck of a ride. I hope for the best, and I'm prepared for the worst. She goes, I know, but sometimes things happen that are beyond my control. I go, I understand, which is why I'm trying to look past the last 2 days. I mean, I do not know if Granny exists. I take you at your word that she does. I take you at your word that you want to chat. The fact that I take your word for anything shows how far we have come. That being said, we do have a past full of, well, we both know what it is full of.
She goes, start with a horse?
It starts with
this
big.
Is important, what he's going to read right here.
Oh.
She goes, I know and I understand. I go, okay, listen, whatever happens, it was nice chatting with you this whole time.
Can I stop you right there?
Sure.
You made a statement saying, you know, I don't know if this whole grandma thing is true, you know, true or this, that, and the other thing. Now, why I said that this, what she reads back is important. She should really, if this is true, she should really write back, where the hell do you get off accusing me that I'm making this up? My grandmother's in the hospital, if it's true.
Yeah, but Joe, but she knows I've caught her in a ton of lies.
Yeah, but let's say hypothetically it was true and she wasn't lying. Let's say that your husband or your somebody that you love was and this was the truth.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, I guess, you know, if you're gonna, you know, if you're not lying or something like that, wouldn't you get pissed off and go, where the hell do you get? Who do you think
yes.
you are?
Yes.
That's
good
why
point.
What she wrote right there is a key thing that she didn't get upset. If this was the truth, you'd be pretty damn mad. What if your wife was in the hospital?
I didn't think
what
of it that way.
What if your daughter was in the hospital and you said, well, I can't share. Oh, I guess that you would go, but really? Really?
Yeah, but I'm not the one who's a liar.
But what I'm saying is she's presenting,
but
David, she's not presenting herself as a liar in this. If your daughter or your wife was in the hospital, you had to attend to them and you were involved with, look, I can't tell them. Oh, really? Really? That you'd be like, who the hell do you think you are?
So you think that, you
that
think
speaks volumes right there.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.